I am Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion time, where today we're going to be talking about this verse from Acts chapter 3, where it says, turn and be refreshed. Turn and times of refreshing will come from the presence of the Lord. We are in this time of the year on God's calendar right now called the 40 days of Teshuvah. And Teshuvah means to turn or to repent, to turn the way that you are facing. We were talking about last night in our partner's Zoom call about 2 Corinthians 3, I believe 18, talks about whenever any of us turn to the Lord, we turn to the Lord and we're face to face with him, that he begins to transform us from one degree of glory to another as we begin to face him and turn toward him. And one of the things that comes with that when we're face to face with God is these times of refreshing come from the presence of the Lord, is what Acts chapter 3 tells us here. But we're going to get started with prayer, and then we'll dive into this a little bit more. So the way we do these daily communion meditations, if you're new to us here, we start with about a 2-minute long prayer that is mostly scripture coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a couple minutes to do the other half of prayer, to get still and to listen, to examine ourselves, and to plan our upcoming day with God before we get into our time of communion. So let's get started with the prayer, and then we'll talk about turn and be refreshed a little bit more here. But Heavenly Father, I just pray for everybody who's watching or listening, all their families, their friends, everybody connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. And Father, I just thank you for releasing us from the darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I just keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Father, we ask you to bless us, to bless our time here together today, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace and your love and your goodness and all you want to do in our lives, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. We ask you to keep your hand on us, help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. And we ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. So let's start to go through the other half of prayer. Our first step to take is positioning in the light. We've been released from the darkness, transferred into the light, into the kingdom of God's dear Son. But it's the forgiveness of sins that brings us in, that releases us from the darkness. We have to receive forgiveness and grace from God. We've got to give that same forgiveness and grace to ourselves. Often we beat ourselves up for ways that we've missed it, ways we haven't lived up to our own expectations and feel like we've let ourselves down. We got to get ourselves out of the way in that sense. We got to release some things maybe we're holding against ourselves. And then we got to walk in that same level of grace and forgiveness with other people, where we release some things that maybe they've done to us as well. That's how we get into the light. And then we can begin to magnify that light through gratitude and staying focused on what's going well and looking at how far we've come. So if you want to take a second here just to write down over the last 24 hours, what are a few things that you are grateful for in your life? It could be ways you see God coming through, or just anything that you're grateful for. Because as we focus on what's going well, it begins to magnify the light. We can either focus on darkness or we can focus on light. And whichever one we magnify, is going to grow bigger on the inside of us. We can magnify God and the light, and he'll grow bigger on the inside of us. We can magnify all the evil and things that are wrong, ways that we're not there yet. We can begin to magnify those, and they'll grow bigger. And so just taking a second to think about, what are you grateful for? What steps forward have you taken over the last 24 hours? What are some things that you're grateful for? And then whatever you're magnifying on the inside is going to show up in your emotions, and it's going to show up in the words of your mouth. Because the meditation of the heart, whatever you got an abundance of in your heart, is going to come out of your mouth. It's going to come out in your emotions. And so peace and joy are some of our best indicators of how we're doing. Emotions are truly a gift from God. They are feedback, letting us know what's going on in our hearts, letting us know what we're focused on, what we're meditating on, what we're playing in our mind and the imagination. And peace and joy are some of the best indicators. I like to think of peace as my indicator that I'm magnifying God. I'm focused on him, and I'm single-minded in my faith rather than wavering because I'm looking at the problems and magnifying them. Usually when I'm lacking peace, and God's given us his supernatural peace, that supernatural peace that surpasses all understanding. How can you have peace when issues and problems are going on? Because you're magnifying God, that he loves you and that nothing's impossible for him. But when you begin to magnify the problem and it begins to grow bigger and bigger and bigger in your mind, that's where the stress and worry and these types of things come from. And then joy, I like to think of joy as our indicator of presence, that I'm living in the present moment, not living in regret over the past or worried about the future, because God holds our future and he's rolled away our past. And aware of God's presence with me in the present moment. And when you're in God's presence, these times of refreshing come from his presence. There's also fullness of joy. And so I think of joy as my indicator that his grace is flowing, that I'm in his presence. I'm turned, I'm facing him. I'm in his presence, and his grace and power are flowing through me. I like to think of joy as my indicator of that. But often we let things steal our joy because we get out of the present and we start worrying about an uncertain future or an unknown future, what's going to happen out here. We start living in regret over the past. And just getting more present in the present moment. And then we can begin to plan our day. Now that we're more present, what do you know to do today? Not the things that you're fuzzy on that are out here, not the things that you're uncertain of. What do you know to do today? And usually two sides of this, things that need to be done. These might be administrative things, things around the house, things in your workplace. And usually these need to be done to be a good steward of where God currently has you in your life. But then also there's usually some things that God is prompting or stirring in your life that you really want to do, that you're excited, you're motivated. You have the desire to do on the inside that God is prompting and stirring. And we want to take actions on those because those are usually leading you to the next level of where God is trying to lead you to. And so get present and then begin to plan your day with God. And then it's going about your day, executing, trusting that he's with you. Two important things. Do the things that you know to do, not the things that you're uncertain of. What do you know to do today? And focus on executing them the right way, doing them with peace and joy and a good attitude and confidence that God is there with you, helping you, equipping you, empowering you to do more than you can do in your own strength. The Apostle Paul says, I worked harder than anybody, but it wasn't me. It was God in me. I toiled with all of his energy within me. Jesus says, it's not me who did the work. It's the Father in me who does the work. And learning to tap into that, to execute the things that you know to do and to follow his leading in that. And to do it the right way, trusting in him, confident in him. That can truly change how your day goes. And then what's God been teaching you or showing you over the last 24 hours? He's constantly with us, trying to speak to us and train us and teach us. We got to stay tuned in. We got to stay listening for his voice. It's his voice that leads us to this spacious, beautiful place that's free from all restriction. But we got to stay tuned into him and follow his leading, follow him along that path. He's leading us with his voice. And so what's he speaking to you? If you want to take a couple minutes to get still and just listen for a couple minutes. And usually there's two sides of this as well. One side is adjustments and corrections. And those are usually things, again, for the current level of what you're doing. But then he's also usually teaching you new things and talking about new vision and direction for your life. What's the path he's leading you on in your life? And don't make it overly complicated. Just sit still, listen, whatever you hear, begin to write it down. One of the most important things I think you can do is just begin to record your journey with God, whether that's in writing, on video, on audio, whatever it is, in some way, shape, or form. Begin to record your journey with God as he leads you along this path to this spacious, beautiful place out here. So our goal in the Abundant Life Blueprint is to magnify God and to make his name great and to receive all that he has for us. The only way we do that is by receiving all he has for us and getting his grace and power and everything he's given us in Christ flowing through us. And that should in turn cause us to make other people great as well. But sometimes, as we go along that journey, we need a little bit of refreshing. Sometimes we got to make a little bit of some course corrections. And we got to make some just little adjustments. Think about turning. We talk about angles. You know, you spin in a circle, you got 360 degrees. Sometimes in our walk with God, we get off a little bit. Maybe we're not facing him straight on. We get turned off to the side a little bit. And just turning, it could be 1 degree, 2 degrees. You just turn right back. And as you turn back, these times of refreshing come from the Lord. And this time of year is often a time of year. It's the 40 days of Teshuvah. Teshuvah is to turn or to repent. As we turn, we make these little corrections. You could be completely facing the wrong direction. Then we got to make a 180. But sometimes we get just a couple degrees off, 2 degrees, 3 degrees, 5 degrees off course. And is learning to make those little turns back to get face to face with him, because the transformation happens, the refreshing happens, the joy is found, the grace is found by turning and being face to face with him. So here's what it says in Acts chapter 3. This is starting in verse 19, and this isn't from the Message version. Sometimes I like to read the Message version just because it gives us a little bit different version and way of looking at things. But it says this: now it's time. Now notice, now it's time. Faith is now. Faith is in the present moment. You must believe you receive in the present moment. When we're not in faith, we tend to want to procrastinate. Now it's time to change your ways. Turn to face God. So make those corrections. Turn to face God so he can wipe away your sins. Pour out showers of blessing to refresh you. In the Jewish culture, they say these 40 days is often a time of miraculous answers to prayer. Things you've been believing for, you've been seeking God for a long time, often get released during these 40 days of Teshuvah. So when we turn to God, he pours out showers of blessings to refresh us. And he sends us the Messiah he prepared for us, namely Jesus. For the time being, he must remain out of sight in heaven, talking about Jesus, until everything is restored to order again, just the way God, through the preaching of his holy prophets of old, said it would be. So we got this turning that's going to happen. What do we practically do? What's another way we can practically get refreshed? Proverbs 11:25 says, a generous person, I was just reading this morning, a generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. And so we got two aspects here. Turning to get face to face with God, making those corrections to get face to face with him. But we're seeking him and we're seeking his face. And then as we do that, letting his grace flow through us, so he begins to refresh us from his presence. So we've got refreshing coming from one side. And then as we begin to let that flow through us to other people, we refresh them, and we also get refreshed in the process as well. So getting this heart stance that I'm going to do continually good. I'm going to make this commitment in my heart to be generous in every occasion, to do good for everybody all the time, to do continually good. Even when people are wronging me, even when people are doing things I don't like, I'm going to choose to respond in a generous, loving, graceful, beautiful way where I'm just going to continually do good for others no matter what they do for me. And making that heart commitment, you're going to experience these times of refreshing. When you look for opportunities to do good and to refresh others, you get refreshed in the process. I believe what's happening here is that as you turn to God, these times of refreshing come on you and they begin to flow through you to other people. So it's meant to flow through you to other people. And as you get that final link in the chain completed, where you focus on being a generous person and refresh others, you get refreshed in the process as it begins to flow through you. So we're going to take a time of communion here. And just believing we receive that God's going to give us these gentle nudges. Just asking God to help us, to give us these gentle nudges, to make any little course corrections we need to make, to get turned completely face to face with Him. And that as we do, He's going to pour out these showers of blessings to refresh us. We're going to just turn face to face with Him. We're going to make some adjustments. We're going to have a turning or time of repentance. To repent is just to simply change your ways, to have a change of heart. And now is the time. Every time we take communion, we're bringing the sacrifice of Jesus that happened over 2,000 years ago into the now present moment and making it active and relevant in our lives. We can be believing we receive these promises from God in the present moment. Jesus says, whatever you're praying for, believe you receive it the moment you pray. So Father, we just thank you for this bread and what it represents. And we thank you for your just this in this new covenant, you've given us your steadfast, unfailing love that we can just correct and turn to you. And we'll always be met with grace and forgiveness and love and mercy. We just thank you for that. And that nothing is impossible for you. That no eye has seen, no ear has heard. All the beautiful plans and the things that you've prepared for us. We just thank you for that, Father. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, this is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Then Jesus said, take it. Told his disciples, take it, receive this, that he makes you right with God. He wipes away your sins, that the cup of God's wrath was poured full strength onto the body of Jesus. So now we can have the cup of his blessing. Receive that he makes you right and holy, and you're good with God. You can have this covenant relationship with him where we can grow in our knowledge of him, get to know him better. Have a personal relationship with him. And that he's got presence and joy and times of refreshing. He can shower you with blessings to refresh you. Father, we just thank you for this bread and what it represents in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup and he said, this is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many. That we can have this new covenant, this covenant relationship with God. God has made a commitment to continually do good for us all the time. He's made a covenant commitment. What's our role though? Covenant is an agreement. It's a partnership. He wants to do life with us. He wants to have this relationship where we grow in our knowledge of him. And he's side by side walking out our days with us. And our role is to turn, to get face to face with him, to seek him, seek first him and his kingdom. Follow his leading because he's trying to lead us. He's trying to help us to this spacious, beautiful place, and just believing in him, trusting in him, and loving people, letting that grace and love that he's given you flow through you. Make that commitment to be generous in all things, to let it flow through you to other people, and you'll be refreshed in the process. So Father, we just thank you for this cup. We ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. So now it's simply about walking it out. What are the things that you know to do? Stay tuned into his leading. Make those little corrections. Sometimes it's just 1 degree back. Sometimes in life we tend to overcorrect even. Just making little adjustments. Getting yourself back on track. As you're face to face with him, he's going to pour out these times of refreshing for you. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.